I want to begin by acknowledging the Darug people, the traditional custodians of the land in which I'm recording today, and pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples listening. My name's Victoria, and I graduated from a Bachelor of Music and Sound Design at UTS in 2021. Music is my first love. Growing up, I was surrounded by a variety of music. From my dad, I inherited a lot of Australian music like The Temper Trap, Eskimo Joe, and Powderfinger. And from my mum, I inherited a love for Coldplay and Kylie Minogue. This has always stayed with me and influenced the type of music I create and listen to now. I started playing music before I can even remember. My parents told me that when I was little, I would make up songs and beats using kids' toys, and they thought it sounded pretty good, so they got me into music lessons. I've played guitar since I was about 8, and I've sung my whole life, although I was a pretty shy kid, so I didn't sing in front of anyone until I was about 17. Music has always comforted me and given me an outlet, and it's been something I've wanted to pursue my whole life. Over the years, I've done a variety of things in music. I started performing at markets and charity events with my sister when I was 17, and from there, I gradually performed more and more. I began performing solo in 2019 at pubs, cafes, restaurants, events, and festivals, and at the same time, I started writing and recording my own music. Starting in high school, I also taught guitar and garage band to primary school kids, and this was a really fulfilling experience, and I think it helped me hone my skills. I discovered that I really enjoyed music production, and my degree allowed me to discover other sides to this and develop my skills further. I've since released 2 songs on Spotify under my name, and I'm recording more music all the time, so keep an eye out for some new releases. My music degree gave me so many opportunities to learn and grow, not only as a musician and producer, but also as an individual. I learned a lot about the importance of good communication and the need for representation in an industry like this. It was also an eye-opening experience because I came from an all-girls high school to a degree which over 3/4 of the people were men. In 2021, during the final year of my degree, I got the opportunity to be an artist with the record label 450 Records that was run by students in my cohort, and I got to create some music as well. I found it to be a bittersweet experience because I was the only female selected out of 8 artists, but the label was run by some incredible female creatives, and I worked with many multi-talented women as well, and they made the experience a once-in-a-lifetime. We ended up producing 2 songs, one of them being Rose Colored Glasses, and I really love this song and I'm hoping to re-record it in the next few months and release it properly. Alice Lucetti, who was one of the women I worked with in the label, gave me the opportunity to speak about my experience as a female musician, and this was on her series Making Music in Bed. This was a really enlightening experience, and you should definitely check it out on her account, Sea Monster Productions. I'm glad to say that I've had a lot of positive experiences as a female musician, but I have already seen the various things that come along with being a woman in the industry. I think that I finished my degree at the right time because I was lucky enough to have Jeff Crabtree as one of my subject coordinators. And he was on the forefront of uncovering workplace harassment in the music industry. His thesis, as well as a story on the project, came out around the same time as many figureheads amongst the music industry were called out and asked to step down. As well as music, I'm really interested in podcasts. I like how broad of a world it is and how anyone can talk about anything. Recently, I've been binging the Love Clues podcast, especially towards the end of lockdown in 2021, because in a way, it felt like I was listening in on an intimate conversation with friends, and that was something I was really missing at the time. Lily and Grace from Clues are very awesome women in the industry, and they're doing amazing things at the moment. In the last few years, I've recorded a variety of different podcast episodes, and it's been a very fulfilling process. I hope to create and be a part of podcasts in the future, as it's something that I've found came naturally to me, and I really enjoy the process. I'm proud to be able to share the beginning of my journey as a female musician on International Women's Day. I recognize that I'm privileged being a white woman from a middle-class family, but even with this privilege, I've been treated differently. I hope that women, trans women, and non-binary people from any race or nationality can see that these barriers are slowly being taken down, and it's possible to succeed in a male-dominated industry like this. Being newly graduated, I'm trying to find my feet in the music industry, and I'm looking for any opportunities I can take. Specifically, I'm looking for an opportunity in podcasting or audio production, and I'm also open to music business roles. It would be great if there were more paid internships and entry-level roles for women in the industry. In 10 years' time, I would love to have tried out a few avenues and be in a stable but fulfilling role, and I want it to be in some way related to music, like an A&R manager or a publisher or the owner of a podcast or a music business. I hope to be surrounded by strong and hardworking women along the way. So if anyone listening is from a record label, agency, or podcasting company and is looking to hire, please reach out to me. You can find me on social media at Victoria Cuts Music.